Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 10, with verses 16 through 20. Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of people, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be giving at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. I feel this way when I write biblical poetry, led before the world to profess what the Spirit expresses through me, without preparation other than reading His Word over and over and over again. I often hear our Lord speaking to me in gracious whispers, preparing me for the onslaught of uneducated people to remain calm, cool, and collected. Oh, I struggle with this calm too. I seek forgiveness often, but I always hold on to what is true. Here in America, we are not truly despised when we speak of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ. We can refer to the Messiah Jesus in almost every situation, for I think every soul acknowledges some sort of deity, but only those who proclaim the name of Christ find the words to accomplish love, faith, and hope of true mercy, to know what true charity really means. Think of Dorothy Day, giving over grabbing, gaining life eternal over damnation eternal, to experience every sense of piety, caring for the homeless, the sick, the addicted, the drunk, the prostitute, the drug addict, which causes experiences of the true ugliness of life's mistakes, that people in charity want to help even when they throw up on themselves, or urinate on themselves, or kill themselves. Because of these demonic spirits of excess and human desires, we must think we are entertaining angels unknowingly to see the will of God in all things. Until we truly do this, we aren't everything Jesus expects in us, as He reminds us over and over to worry not about what you are to say. I am speaking through you to comprehend your way to true freedom and see my redemption, who reaches all situations, all needs of humanity for peace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. Lord, we pray for the dying as we do each day. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for our sister, in-law Carmen, who's healing from a stroke. We continue to pray for her granddaughter, Brittany, who has healing prayers from us daily, who overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. And we pray for those who realize the truth and understand what it means to return to the rock, the Church of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 10 with verses 16 through 20. It's a 1-2-3 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Serpent Shrewd, Hell-Bent. In wolves' midst, sheep you sent. Doves, simplicity be. Serpent shrewd, hell-bent. People beware, be free in me. Courts you handed to as board, taken to synagogues and scourged, kings and governors before to abhor, pagans they join, witnesses sake mine report, when handed over to explain, speech worry not in vain, say are you moment given to ordain, Father yours, Spirit speaking, your fame. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 4th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 3:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm up with the angels today, working in a little bit of a new diet or new eating less, but working out more and feeling the effects of that as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, you know, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. We've been fighting with the website the last couple of days. I haven't been able to upload any MP3s. That's our daily podcast that we record. But we continue to write and publish work on different capacities across the net, and that includes Facebook and Twitter and other locations. And universalutterings.org, amen. So we close today in the name of Jesus, thinking of our good friends John and Marie as they continue to search their ways of Christianity. And we pray for their enlightenment as they continue to gain strength in knowing the love of Jesus. Amen. Close today at 8:44, and we do everything today in angels' work as we are preparing for the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you.